Last year's drought provided evidence for how Indiana's forests will likely react to climate change, which many scientists predict will only bring hotter temperatures and more severe droughts. Researchers have found some tree species can handle the rising temperatures, but as WFIU's Gretchen Frazee reports, there's a catch.
Tyler Roman maneuvers a construction lift into the Morgan Monroe State Forest, up 20, 40, 60 feet into the tree canopy.
Right over here next to us, it looks like that's a black walnut. Maybe.
Once he's up near the top of the forest, Roman slowly turns the machine so he can reach a leaf on a nearby tree.
We just go ahead and clamp it onto a leaf, just like that, and then it takes gas samples from there, runs them to the gas analyzer. And you got to wait a couple minutes for it to stabilize, and then you can take a measurement to get an estimate of the rate of photosynthesis.
He's measuring how much carbon dioxide the tree is taking in as part of a much larger project aimed at understanding how the forest is and will react to climate change. This will help researchers determine how trees are being impacted by the increased amount of CO2 in the atmosphere.
And so that work relies on observations that are collected.
Back on the ground, Indiana University researcher Kim Novick stands at the base of a 150-foot tower that collects data from the atmosphere. Next to it is a shed that houses a loud pump.
This pump is, what it's doing is it's drawing carbon dioxide from a number of inlet locations on the tower into this shed where we have a number of gas analyzers.
And while there's still much work to be done, rechecking measurements and models, testing trees in different weather conditions, what the researchers have already found could have a big impact on what the forest will look like in 50 years.
If we see a similar effect in future drought events, then what we have is actually a positive feedback to climate change. So some climate change process, specifically increased frequency or severity of drought, can lead to an effect in the forest, which is reduced carbon assimilation or less amount of CO2 being removed from the atmosphere. And this effect would tend to accelerate climate change even faster moving forward.
So to recap, it's like an ever-worsening cycle. Climate change leads to more droughts, which causes trees to take in less carbon dioxide, and that leads to more severe climate change. Of course, not all trees react the same. Another researcher on the project, Richard Phillips, says there are some trees that handle climate change better than others.
Oaks and hickories in general behave similarly in that in response to the drought, they seem to be able to continue to photosynthesize like nothing really was happening. They responded quite well. They're well adapted for dry conditions, and they didn't have a very strong negative response to the drought. On the other hand, several of the species did show a very strong response, and those were species such as sugar maple, tulip poplar, and sassafras.
So even if some species die off, the forest will just be filled with more oak trees, right? Phillips says it's more complicated than that.
Well, it turns out due to changes in land management and due to factors like the fact that we no longer burn our forests, is we don't have a lot of regeneration of these oak trees that are going to come into the next generation of the forest.
And if the forest is made up of drought-susceptible trees, they'll either die or just take up less carbon dioxide, which, going back to Novick's point, accelerates climate change. About 3 miles away from the research site, Department of Natural Resources State Forester John Seifert stands next to several acres full of bushes and saplings.
What you're looking at, as you look across here, you're seeing locusts, you're seeing some black, some mulberry, some elm, some yellow poplar.
The area was clear-cut a few years ago, and the state's been using the land as a place to experiment with oak regeneration.
Obviously, we're doing a natural by just cutting and letting nature take its course. 10 to 15 years, we can come in and start doing some selective thinnings where we'll say, okay, these are our crop trees. These are the trees we want to have. And we'll kind of do like weed the garden.
The DNR is also planting trees and conducting some controlled burns to replicate natural clearing. But Seifert says everything is still experimental. The DNR has to figure out if it would be feasible to do oak regeneration on a large scale, given how expensive it is. For WFIU News, I'm Gretchen Frazee.